This episode of the Secret Life of Weddings podcast is brought to you by our official sponsor, HitchSwitch.com. We love HitchSwitch because it takes the pain out of getting married and changing your name.
Who's got time for that?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Online instead of inline, guys.
Loving that so much. So go to HitchSwitch.com if you want to simplify the process of changing your name after I do. Be sure to use promo code SLOW10, that's SLOW10, at HitchSwitch.com to get 10% off. Hey guys, this is Lisa.
And Rebecca.
And we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place.
Where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Hey guys, it's Lisa.
And Rebecca.
Yeah, she's there too.
I was a little dillied there, wasn't I?
You were. Now I'm not going to edit that out though, because now we've explained it. So it's fine.
Let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
Exactly. And Rebecca is nose deep in some wine, which is not like her. I am actually calling her out on this. I didn't know for a year and a half that you drink any kind of wine. I thought for you are constantly going, I don't like wine.
I don't like traditional wine.
So what kind of wine is this?
Well, this is like, you know, the cheap fruity shit that people drink.
The cheap fruity shit. Oh, so she goes to the cheap fruity shitty aisle at the at the store.
You know, where like a great big bottle's like $14. It's super cheap.
Of course.
Yeah. So I down those.
You know, that counts. Okay. Well, I didn't know all this time that that's what you were into.
Yeah. No, I totally like it. I drink it quite often, actually.
I would have bought this for you previously, but... Anyway, it's Lisa and Rebecca here on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast with you. Episode 94. 94.
Holy shit. That 100's coming fast.
It's coming fast. I'm going to get you a big fat bottle for that 94 or that 100. See, I'm tired. Can you tell this week?
Yes. See, so the bonus of me recording from home is I get to drink.
Yes. Oh, guess what? So listen. So last week, the audio was a bit shitty. Sorry about that. We're learning as we go, as it's always been. We've always had you guys along.
Well, to be fair, we thought that program was I actually thought it was going to be really good.
I didn't think it was that bad. Like, it was listenable. It just wasn't.
You know what? I'm so used to now our very good audio. Now you've got me being picky. I wasn't before. I wouldn't have noticed before. But then I went and listened to the episode because I was worried, because not about the sound. I was worried about how people felt, because I saw some people were saying that they didn't feel it was the same. And I wanted to check and see if like why they felt that way, because I actually do give a shit.
You do?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Anyways, yeah. So I did go to listen and I didn't feel like it was off. The sound, yeah, for sure. But yeah. You and I don't know, because I can see you. I don't know. I feel like...
I think it's normal.
I don't know.
Like, it seems normal to me, but who are we to judge, I suppose? We are ourselves. Yeah. But,
and you know, I get it. People just like the thought of us together, I guess.
I think that's what it is, honestly.
So many podcasts do it this way, though, which is funny.
Probably most do. So here's the thing, though. The sound did need to be approved on, because I have set the bar fairly high for our sound and I want to maintain it.
You have.
It. Yeah. So we figured out, I went into my lovely podcast Facebook groups and said, help, what do I do? This is our situation. You need to be at home now. And they suggested you record locally and I record locally, and then I mix the two tracks later. And we still use the Zoom app, which we were using before, but just to hear and see each other. And
yes.
Guess what that's called, Rebecca?
I don't know.
It's called a double ender. Isn't that great? It's so dirty.
It's like one of those dildos. The double-headed ones?
That's not where I went with it. I was thinking more from...
It's immediately what I thought. I thought of two women, yes, with, the double-ended, yes. That's
what I
thought.
Not what I thought.
That's where I went.
I thought of one woman in the middle. I'm waiting for your face to get it. Oh.
In the...
Double-ender?
Oh, two men?
Yeah. Double ender, right?
Yeah, but ender, I think rear ender, like, you know, ass and stuff.
So. I suppose. Okay, well, we know where your mind sits, but that's fine. Oh,
very
Jesus.
Very dirty
Jesus.
Mind.
Jillian walked in here and scared. Why right now? How long have you been there? Jill.
One.
How long have you been there, honey?
1 minute.
What did you hear me say?
I don't know.
You don't know?
That was bad timing.
Yes, it was. What did I say?
I don't remember.
Thank God. Okay, good.
Why?
You have to go to bed. Why are you up?
Ethan, I can't go to sleep.
Where's your father? He's supposed to be putting you to bed.
He's in bed.
He's in bed? Then you go to bed. Give me a hug and a kiss.
He told me where you are.
What?
He told me where you are.
He told you where I was?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, come. Hug. Say goodnight. You want to say goodnight to Rebecca? Here, I'll give you the headphones.
Come here. Hi, Jilly.
Hi.
Have a good sleep,
say
honey
good
bun.
Night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh my God. I'm going to get
so we end the double ender with the child. That's awesome.
That was the thank you for the kisses, honey. That was the worst fret I've ever had. Okay. Cool. She's back in bed. You know, all the time we spend on this podcast and all the things we have talked about over the years, that's what she walks in on.
I love
me
it.
Arguing what I think a double ender is.
The timing
scared the hell out of me.
You know what I thought? I thought the light fell because you know how the light keeps falling, and I thought you were like, oh, that type of thing.
No. Scared the shit out of me. Oh man. Oh wow. That was not good. That was not good. Oh, got to get my breath back here. Oh, where were we? I know what we were talking about. Yes, double enders. Anyway, hopefully the audio will be good. That's pretty much my point.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say.
That's where we were going with it.
That's exactly what I was trying to.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So do you feel like nice and spacious in there now?
Oh yeah, I'm stretching out. No, it's you know, it's good. It's fine. I feel like you're here. I don't know. It doesn't really feel that different to me.
No, same.
Like, I can already read your mind over text, so I this is like no problem.
Yeah, right.
So you want to do some in the news?
Yeah, we got some in the news. So Nicolas Cage's, I had to put this in here because we talked about him. Nicolas Cage's wife is requesting spousal support in their divorce after being married for just 4 days. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
I mean, can you even get that? I would love someone to tell me, is that even possible to get spousal support after 4 days of marriage?
I just feel like, can I get some tacos at least?
Yeah, I feel like you need to at least be with someone longer than that. I don't know. Anyways, seems like quite the cash grab there. No offense.
Gee, really?
Her, but, you know, don't want to say gold digger, but.
Maybe being married to Nick Cage is just so damn traumatic that after 4 days you are owed.
You know, it's possible.
Neither one of us have been married to Nick Cage, so we really couldn't say.
Fair enough. I understand.
He is a national treasure, though. Sorry, couldn't help it.
Oh, you know what? I'm laughing way too hard lately.
Yeah. Like I was going to say, it must be the wine, because that joke was pretty lame.
Even so, I'm telling you. That thing that I sent you, that...
What thing
I got from a group. Okay, you guys, I often send Lisa screenshots of stuff I find online. And sometimes, I'm not joking, the Simpson conversation thing I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
I was crying at home, like crying. Tears were coming out of my eyes. I was laughing so hard. You know those times when you laugh that hard?
Yeah.
I can't even.
I was just like,
this isn't that funny, but I can't help it.
Are you just drinking at home now that you're not driving to my house?
Yeah. I'm drinking every day.
Yeah.
La, la, la.
It was just it was a Simpsons meme. It was a meme of Bart getting blown away. Like that was, you know, in reaction to this big long tirade someone went on, and it was hilarious. But
and then the other comment, I was dying. And did you see that video with the lamb for Easter? The lamb cake?
Yeah, yes. What the fuck was that?
I saw that when I was in the parking lot waiting for my daughters to come out of Shoppers, right? And I'm watching it in the parking lot. They come back to the car, my face, like, tears. Tears, mascara, tears. I was dying laughing. It was so ridiculous.
Okay, we'll share it in the group. I can't even. Because the, I think you have to.
Yeah. Anyways, on to insider.com. Bridesmaids dresses for dogs exist, so you can have the cutest bridal party ever. Including dogs in weddings is nothing new. But a new product from an Etsy seller might make dog bridal parties the next big wedding trend. I think it's always been a trend, but anyways. The Posh Paws company makes bridesmaid style dresses for dogs, so it's now possible to have the most adorable bridal party ever.
That's...
So there's that.
Okay.
I mean, it's super cute. It so is if, cute.
So if you like have no friends whatsoever, just dress up damn dog.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I do love dogs in weddings, though.
You love dogs everywhere.
I love dogs,
listen,
yes.
Put a llama in a wedding dress or a bridesmaid's dress, and then we'll talk.
Oh, about that. Simon's is actually not an American store.
Yeah, someone said they tried to do something, like filled up a shopping cart full of llama stuff and tried to check out and were like, you're Canadian.
I'm so sorry. It's Canadian. Jessica was the one who told me that it's not American. I was like, oops, my bad. But then so we got an email today saying that they filled their cart and I was like, oh no.
Sorry about that.
My bad.
On the bright side, I'll be shopping there shortly.
So on Twitter, I had to add this to our list of things today. At Lena Owns Me said, help, my wife got wine drunk and tried to set our marriage certificate on fire, saying, good luck trying to return me without the receipt. I thought that was funny.
I dig that.
Anyways, yeah. So, and of course, we have to have a Game of Thrones thing in here because I'm sorry, but I'm obsessed. Last but not least, Jason Momoa shaved his beard off and the whole world cried.
Oh, no. Did he shave his beard off because Game of Thrones is over?
No. So he shaved it off because he's part of this new, was it a water campaign or something? I don't know. Anyways, it has to do with some campaign thing. I didn't really read too much into it. But yeah, that's why he shaved it. He looks very different. He looks very different.
Does he?
But yeah.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you, it's official. I've started watching Game of Thrones. So you've all convinced me to get on the bandwagon. I am firmly on the got bandwagon. So I'm only about 3-4 episodes in. So no spoilers, please.
Yeah.
Baby Lisa's so good, though. Catching up. Slowly but surely.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I think so.
You have to love it.
I'm sure
I
will.
You can't not love it.
I there's a lot of beheading going on. It's quite intense.
You know, it is a very intense show.
It is.
I feel like I need to start a podcast on it. I'm just kidding.
Good luck. I am not. I
wouldn't
not
touch that. There's no way. I'm not an expert on it whatsoever. And I know.
The complexity of some of the scenes I can't even follow, to be honest.
Like I said, I've had to rewind parts because I'm like, wait, what just happened?
I just get confused when they start talking about family histories and stuff and between the houses and wars and this person and that person. It gets a little, you know, that as I'm learning things, it's a little confusing. Mm-hmm. But I think that'll probably get easier as it goes on. But
no, because I'm more confused now.
You're like, I'm going to shit on your theory. No, you're fucked. It's fine.
You are. Because you know what? They keep introducing new families and stuff. Mm. And I'm like, what? Who? And I'm right now I'm a little bit lost. So I'm going to rewatch a couple episodes because I don't understand a couple things. So
yeah, for sure. So shall we start with our stories for this week?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump in. Listener story. Hello, ladies. I am a new member and love hearing everyone's stories as it makes me feel better about mine. And it's a long story.
It is a long story.
It is a long story?
Yeah. Right. You ready, Lisa? Because you're reading it.
I'm ready. back when my husband and I were very young and dumb and naive, we were poor and living with my mom, but so in love that we wanted to get married straight away. So we picked a date and had the intention of going to the government house, signing the papers, and being done with it. And when we were in a more financially favorable position on around our 10th anniversary, we would have all the bells and whistles of a massive renewal ceremony. So in 3 months, we were going to get married. When we told my father, he was less than happy. It was a week later, I got a very unexpected phone call from my very sick Nana, rest her soul, saying that if I wanted to get married, she would pay for my celebrant to do our wedding, if I agreed to have a small wedding. So immediate family and close friends, so like 20 to 25 people. The hubby and I agreed. We decided we would have a nice backyard wedding at my Nana's house, nice dinner and a bonfire type situation. Everything we could afford at that point in our lives, which is totally fine, right? My dad then said to me, hey, the veranda can hold 40 people. So I wrote up a list for 40 people. But then my dad was like, you forgot these people, which was an additional 40 more people.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. You doubled the guest list, guys.
Yeah.
It was then that our small backyard wedding became the wedding. I said to my father, if he wants 80 people, he would be the one setting up the house for the reception. We will pay for the ceremony. And he agreed. Over the 3 months, we did everything we could on a very small budget. My wedding dress and fancy things were ordered directly from eBay. The suits were bought from Big W, sort of like another version of Kmart. My little cousin was our flower girl. My brother-in-laws were our ring bearers, and I had my oldest friend as my maid of honor. I had no bridesmaids. Time went quickly, and everything that could go wrong did. My maid of honor pulled out 2 weeks before the ceremony. I ended up ringing another friend who had been helping me plan the wedding, ended up becoming my best friend out of the situation, and came to my aid. And that's nice, though. Like, it's so nice that she came out for her, for sure.
Yeah.
And every day we did something towards the wedding by hand, invitations, the bouquet, even my veil. The week leading in, everything was set to go. I rang my dad to see where he was at, quote, building a ramp onto the veranda, and got a patio heater. I thought, neat, we're going to need it. It's the middle of winter. But how about decorations? Decorations? My dad didn't even think about doing up the patio or anything. Don't trust a guy like to do this. You have to.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Granted, there are some guys that are definitely.
Some.
Very cool doing that stuff, but
most don't know instinctively, though. You really have to guide them.
Yeah.
I ended up calling my maid of honor in tears, and that very night she whisked me away to Spotlight, a place filled with arts and crafts and material, and we bought everything we needed to decorate the patio. My maid of honor truly did save our wedding, because honestly, unlike a lot of girls I know, I didn't have a dream wedding. So didn't know how or what to do with it. The day before my wedding, my dad and his partner informed me they are discussing the possibility of separating. Yay. Thanks, Dad. That's nice.
Timing.
Always good news, you know. My in-laws flew in from all over and were put up in the cheapest hotel we could find. My husband went over there and stayed there for the night before the wedding, where his mom promptly gave him some pills to knock him out.
Here, go to sleep.
She's like, they worked when he was 7. They'll work now.
Yeah.
Game plan was my sister was going to do my hair. She was a trainee hairdresser and knew how to use a curling wand and a blow dryer. My family friend was going to do makeup because she was great at makeup. I intended to go to bed early and be rested, but my sisters and close friends had other ideas. I never had a hen's night. For those who are not English, that is a stagette or a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
So they drank and drank and drank. Meanwhile, I am laying there trying to sleep. 1 a.m. comes around and my sister crawls into bed with me, and she is so drunk she is nonstop giggling for 30 minutes, like Rebecca, apparently. And then she starts to quiet down. She sits up suddenly and pukes in and on my bed with me in it.
Oh, so gross.
So gross. My mom comes in and she and I start to clean the bed. And then suddenly my sister rockets down the hallway toward the toilet, pukes in the hallway, slips in her puke, hits the corner of the doorway and splits her knee open. And I'm an evil person for laughing at that, but it's funny.
I know we shouldn't laugh, but it's funny.
Good visual. We call her dad and he takes her to the hospital. After all the commotion, we all get back into bed at 4 a.m. 6 a.m. comes and we are up and ready to go, all looking like
death. Oh,
that sucks.
That's the worst. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
She must have felt like shit too.
That hungover feeling.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's dad calls to tell me that my sister needed stitches and was one drink away from having alcohol poisoning, maybe exaggerating, and that I will see her at the wedding. So I had no hairdresser. I called my maid of honor and told her what had happened, and she came over straight away with her curling wand and blow dryer.
Aw, she's a good one.
So nice. She also gave me some beautiful pearl beaded hair clips that her grandma had kindly let me borrow for the occasion. My maid of honor saved me again. We are almost at the wedding, guys. Can you freaking believe it? My mom had gone on about her friend having an amazing car, and she had arranged to have her friend be the one drive me to the wedding. The car arrived, its bumper was about to fall off, and the awesome gold color had faded and was blotchy. Why not, right? At this point, I just didn't care anymore. We get to the house. My dad had marked the driveway to be clear so we had a place to walk up, but people had parked all their cars there anyway. Also, our celebrant came later than the bride, so we had to wait for her so I could walk up the aisle. Now, my only hint... Yeah, that's bad. Jeez. Now, my only tip to people is, when picking a celebrant, please make them speak for you as if they were doing a ceremony first before picking, because even though she was great in our practice runs, our celebrant sounded like a ringmaster running a circus. And now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's funny. I can imagine her with a whip and a top hat.
Right?
The ceremony.
And over in this corner and under the spotlight is the bride.
Oh, man. It's like a boxing ring. The ceremony was not terrible. It was beautiful still. My husband and I were so in love, so disgustingly in love, that everyone cried. It wasn't a religious ceremony. It wasn't full of hymns. It was a ceremony that reflected us. As the ceremony ended and people started coming up to congratulate us and hug us, and suddenly my dad commands attention and says he has brought his priest friend here to bless the couple. Well, everyone who saw my face knew it wasn't part of the schedule. I was pretty freaking mad. The reception. Potatoes were cold and some were raw. Nice. Because of the torrential rains the night before, my dad's backyard was muddy. One of my mom's friends implied I looked fat in my wedding dress. Fuck her.
Oh, fuck no.
I didn't want to do the wedding dance because I can't dance. Well, my dad announced that we were going to dance. And as we danced, my garter and thigh-high stocking snapped and fell down. So here I am, slow dancing while trying to pull up my garter. That's like something would happen to me. That's 100%. My father-in-law did not want to do a speech. My dad put him on the spot and made him do a speech. I later found out that there was 120 people at my wedding and about 50 of them I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, I was pretty ready to go and was happy to go. And the thing I learned pretty quick is do your wedding the way you want and don't let anyone persuade you otherwise, even if they are old and dying, because holy crap. The good thing to come from this, I will be celebrating my 12th anniversary with my husband this year.
Aw, congratulations.
Congrats. That's a great,
amazing.
That's great. Sorry. Was it her sister that barfed all over her?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But otherwise,
she
funny.
She slipped in her own puke.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a good visual.
Awesome.
It was a good visual.
That's freaking awesome. I love it. All right. You ready for another listener story?
Absolutely.
Ladies, I hope you're ready for this. If you want to put it in the podcast, you can, but please change the names. My fiance and I got engaged in January last year. We're getting married this year. This may be more of some advice, but I'm just fucking mind boggled. So to begin, I've now gone through three, yes, three maid of honors. Bitch number one, Allison.
Bitch number one.
She has been a close friend of mine for 20 plus years. Obviously, I asked her to be my maid of honor. She said, of course. Soon after, she stopped communicating with me, not returning messages or calls. So I think, what the fuck is going on? So I finally get a hold of her, and she tells me during this time, I find out the guy she's fucking is in a relationship.
Uh-oh.
And she's devastated. She's so hurt. Whatever, whatever. Then she proceeds to tell me she is going to continue her relationship with him and become friends with his girlfriend. So obviously, I tell her how stupid of an idea that is. She then tells me I'm the biggest bitch and worst person and the root of all evil. So clearly, she's out of my wedding.
You're evil. I'm going to go do this horrendous thing.
Yes. Support my bad decisions, damn it.
Enable me.
I'm all about supporting your friends, but you know. Mm. She called my venue and told them the wedding was off. And we no longer need the venue. Thankfully, the lady at the venue is close with me and called me right away to see what is going on.
Oh my God.
As we had a discussion the night before.
Oh, that is so vindictive.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
That is not a friend.
No.
And I think maybe if you think about it, you may have seen signs of this kind of behavior before now. Right? Like, it can't be out of the blue like that.
No, that's a little much.
Yeah. So on to maid of honor number two. A girl I have known a couple of years, but someone I've been able to depend on and became really close with. I asked her to see about planning my shower bachelorette, obviously. She said yes. Then again, all communication stopped. I started thinking to myself, what the fuck is wrong with me? But then, well, yeah, because generally, right, you think common denominator, right?
Yep.
But then by speaking to my other bridesmaids, I 100% realized and knew it wasn't me. Again, nothing was being done. When I'm being told it is. We're about 8 months out from the wedding at that point. I then get a hold of her and she told me, you're asking way too much of me. I can't do this. I said yes because I felt bad for you and was doing it out of pity, but I can't do this. Fuck.
Nice.
Then she blocked me on everything out of fucking nowhere. So again, devastated. I said, fuck it. I'm just not having a maid of honor. It's tainted at this point. Good plan. Oh my God.
It's like at this point, it's like being the drummer in Spinal Tap. Like, yeah. It's just going to be...
Yeah,
you're fucked.
And she's not married yet, so I'm feeling bad for her. So I'm venting to another one of my girlfriends, and she tells me, I would love to stand by you and help you make your day perfect and be your maid of honor. I got you. Well, guess fucking what?
Uh-oh.
She was worse than the first two put together.
How is that possible?
She tells me she's getting everything done and planned, and I believe it. Then a couple months later, I asked to see what, where, when, just small details, and asked why my mom or mother-in-law hasn't heard anything. Oh, sorry, I've been going through a lot, and I don't have anything done or planned. So I go into panic mode. I call my mom. She starts planning my shower right away. Had one put together in less than a month. I was at this point just going to let shit slide because I can't possibly give the boot to another maid of honor.
Just hire your mom already.
Like. Right? So my mom planned everything, made all the food, decorations, everything. She tells me that she's only asked my maid of honor to plan some games. My mom purchased all the prizes, thank yous, everything. On our way to my shower, my maid of honor says to me, oh shit, I need to get games for your shower. Can I borrow some money?
Oh my God.
So.
These aren't even things you buy. You just look them up.
Long story short, I bought all the games for my shower. I let it go. The shower was perfect. Had a great time. Lots of fun. That was last weekend. The weekend before Easter 2019.
Oh, dear.
This is recent. My other bridesmaids.
Ooh, fresh have tea. Been,
right? Fresh.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah.
Oh, his tea is steaming. It's so fresh.
My other bridesmaids have been planning my bachelorette. I want it to be a surprise. The dates have been picked for the bachelor and bachelorette party to be on the May long weekend. Over the last couple months, my maid of honor has been asking to borrow money because she's broke, stressed, and just going through a hard time. So me, being the idiot I am, have lent her over $300 in the last couple months. Keep in mind, I bought her bridesmaid's dress. I've paid for her accommodations for the weekend of the wedding. I've paid for my shower games, plus lent her over $300. I found out on her Instagram story last Tuesday, 2 days after my shower, on Instagram, that she's booked a trip to England. She leaves May 16th, the Thursday before my bachelorette. So needless to say, 69 days out from my wedding, I now again do not have a maid of honor.
Oh, wow. She kicked her out, eh?
Yep.
Good for her. Honestly, it's better you don't have one. You know what we preach about, right?
Yeah. She's so cute. She's like, P.S. I've sent this on Instagram and to another email. Jesus H. Christ, I'm sorry. Laugh out loud. And any advice will be greatly appreciated. One stressed the fuck out bride-to-be.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart.
So I normally don't put stories in right away, but this one came to us from three different avenues, and I was like, okay, so I need to read this.
No
it's
kidding.
Super cute, but I feel super bad for her.
Oh.
You know.
I want to hug her.
I know. Honey, you got some shitty people in your life.
Okay, here's my advice. Don't hire another maid of honor.
No. No.
Just don't.
Have someone come up and sign the papers that you need and
have
just
a
don't.
Parent do it.
Yep.
That's yep. what I've seen done a lot, actually, and it's really sweet.
You don't need one. You're fine. You've got your bridesmaids who seem to be doing what they need to do, and that's all you need.
Or you can promote from within your ranks if you really want one.
Well, that's what one did, though.
Oh, she did. I missed that part. Yeah, okay. No, yeah. Just don't do it anymore. It's cursed. It's cursed. Yeah. That
position is cursed. Like she said, it's
cursed.
Tainted. It's
yeah.
a tainted position.
They're
Damn.
All maids of dishonor now. So
listen, darling, it's not, don't automatically assume it's a reflection of you. It's just happen to be some shitty people that you're friends with. What yep. can you do? It happens.
Well, steer clear. Go get drunk at your bachelorette. Enjoy the rest of the process because they're not worth it. But thanks for the tea. It was very fresh.
Yes. Right?
It was wonderfully
some
fresh.
Steeped tea.
That is some steeped tea. I would love some tea right now. That'd be so nice.
I'm good with wine.
You're good.
As a podcaster just starting out or a seasoned pro, your priority is making sure your listeners can hear your content loud and clear. This means the quality of your audio input recording device is of utmost importance. You'd also benefit from minimal setup time and simple operation so that you can focus on getting on with doing what you love, podcasting. Focusrite makes the world's best-selling range of USB audio interfaces. Scarlett, providing a wide range of input-output options focusing on how many microphones you need to record, all at an affordable price. A step up in sound and production quality, the Claret USB range of interfaces provide superb sound and low noise with a design that guarantees clean, open, transparent sound, giving accurate representation of your original performance. Both Scarlett and Claret USB ranges operate on PC and Mac and are compatible with the software you already use. By choosing a Focusrite audio interface, you are guaranteed best-in-class audio quality hardware that is easy to set up and use. But if you get stuck, Focusrite has award-winning technical support standing by to help you get back up and running. When we started the Secret Life of Weddings podcast, we chose to work with the Scarlett 2i2 audio interface. It was affordable and incredibly easy to use. We absolutely love the audio quality and would definitely buy it again. To learn more, visit focusrite.com.
Okay, now we want to thank our new Patreon member this week, Lisa B., my namesake. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for supporting us. She went to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, where she gets additional half-hour episodes every single week. Sometimes they're 20 minutes, sometimes they're half an hour, sometimes they're shorter, sometimes they're longer. Sometimes it's just whatever we feel like doing.
You know, I'm going to give them a teaser.
Oh.
For all of y'all that are not on Patreon.
Yes.
You may want to head over. Here's your teaser.
Okay.
What happens when you find out on your wedding day your groom was engaged to your bridesmaid? Head over to Patreon to hear more.
Check it out. That one was on episode 60.
The one that's already dropped.
We dropped it, yeah, earlier this week. 60, guys. There's 60 additional episodes over there, which is crazy. So if you listen to The Secret Life of Weddings and enjoy it, if we give you some laughs, you can't imagine how much the $3 a month does for us to be able to keep doing this for you. So
yes,
we just want to say thank you for your support. We really value each and every one of you. And this week it's Lisa. Yay, Lisa. Thank you for doing that.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Again, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings for more. So what's up next?
We have a listener question.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Lisa and Rebecca. Hi. I learned recently that in some parts of America, there are bachelorette parties going around selling cheap lollipops for the honeymoon fund. Like kids selling those candy bars for a school trip, except grown women in the club trying to sell to strangers during the hen night. That just seems tacky to me, right? Okay, I've never heard of this. Have you?
Really? Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. That's been around for a long time.
I have never heard of this. I mean, in my part of me is like, I kind of just don't give a shit because it's like they're just going to be taking advantage of drunk, horny men. And so yeah. I don't think anybody's going to give a shit. Like, I don't think anybody's going to care to be like, no, thanks. Like in a club situation, I don't think they're going to be. I don't really care. I don't really have a problem with it. Do you think it's tacky?
Oh, it's tacky as fuck.
But I guess my point is in an environment as tacky as a club, do those two bits of tacky just cross each other out?
No.
I think it does.
I think it's stupid, really.
But I think clubs are stupid. No. So,
yeah, but I mean, a lot of people go to clubs, so.
But my point is stupid shit happens in stupid places. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that happens in bars, too. The same
Does
thing.
It? Yeah.
Yes. I just you the know women what? Bar, they bar hop, and then they have you buy their fucking lollipop off their shirt. I mean.
Oh, off their shirt. I think I have seen lollipop shirts before, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. I just factor it all under, you know, stupid shit you do at your bachelorette party. It doesn't really bother me.
I think my issue is people trying too many avenues to make money.
Yes.
I find that irritating.
I'm not a big stag and doe fan. That bugs me. Because that's more, I don't know.
I think, you know what, you don't make enough money at that. Why even do it? It's stupid.
Yeah. And it's like people are already giving. It's all the same people, I suppose. That's another thing. If you're out at the club, you're hitting up people that it's just for fun. It's a fun activity and you're never going to see them again. Whereas when it's like stag and doe and stuff, you're actually inviting all your friends and the people who are maybe or maybe not invited to your wedding who are going to be giving you hundreds of dollars or gifts or.
You know what the thing was? When I was getting married, people were like, oh, you're going to have this. I didn't want a shower. A bridal shower.
No.
And the reason was I'm very much a person. I don't like to ask people for a lot. So yeah. Maybe that's just because of who I am. I don't know. But I feel like there's just so much. Like there's so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is why
like,
I wasn't
there's
comfortable.
There's the bridal
with the whole...
shower. There's the bachelorette. Yeah. Then there's the
stag and doe.
To stag and doe if there is one. And then there's the night before the wedding, staying in a hotel with your girls and, you know, and then there's the wedding. Like, it's just so much money.
Post-wedding brunch sometimes.
Yeah, I mean. That you're asking people. So I feel like, I think people need to be a little bit more selective about what they're asking of people because it gets to a point where you start to complain that people aren't giving you stuff. And I don't know.
And then you end up on our show.
So actually, keep going. Go
keep
ahead.
Keep going. Go ahead. Go nuts.
It's working for us.
Go crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah. You know what? I remember that being huge because I remember my friends wanted to do it for me for my bachelorette. And I was like, no, I was a hard no on it. And it was just because I just didn't like it. I don't know. Teach their own, you know, but.
Yeah. Whatever. I feel you. So we have double D's.
Yeah.
Are we back on dating? It looks like I see the word Tinder here. So
sorry, I should have wrote that. Yeah, we're back on dating.
Hey, that could be divorce. We don't want to judge or assume things. Thought my date was leaning in for a kiss, but turns out he was just examining my face so he could tell me I reminded him of Kurt Russell. Okay, I'm assuming this is a female writer, and that's awesome if it is. That's great. Wow. Yeah. Oh, next one.
I have a lot of these. I have them stored right now.
Stored like nuts for winter in your little cheeks, right?
Yes.
Yep. It started on Tinder. I swiped right, and so did he. It started out well. We seemed to like the same things and chatted easily, so we met up quickly. We met in the city. He had planned a bit, and I went along and brought my pencils with me as he instructed. Okay. Because that's normal. Okay. It then progressed fairly quickly. We ended up in a life drawing studio, got a dollar can of beer each, and set up our spots. He seemed to know a few of the people. That was a tick from me. I love nothing more than a man who draws. Okay. He then popped out to the loo, and you guessed it, came back in as the model, confident in all his nakedness. Yeah. I obviously turned red as hell. During the next hour, I saw a lot more of that man than I had expected I would. I mean, he executed some very flexible poses. Oh my goodness.
How awesome is that?
That's
seriously
ballsy.
Like, I was like, that is amazing.
I'd need more than a dollar can of beer to do that on a first date, though. No.
What do you do, though? Can you imagine if you went on a date like that? I would just be like, oh my God. Oh,
where do
my
you
God.
Look? Where?
Where? Really?
I would draw the floor tiles at that point. I can't even tell you.
I'd draw the backdrop.
It's something to aspire to.
Yeah.
It's something to aspire to, I must say. Well, thank
cool.
you very much for that. That little tidbit. That was just wonderful. My God. Oh, man. Well, that's all this week. So we want to say a big thank you to our producer, Charlotte Solomon. Thank you, Charlotte. And Rebecca.
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it.
Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.